Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, ma'am, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Well, thank you. And to start, just to make sure, are you in a place that you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, and we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your age?
41.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I definitely will.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all and to vote this year, and 10, extremely motivated. Thank you. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Understood, ma'am. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say you strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat. For the most part, yes, but somewhat. We'll go with somewhat.
That's okay. Thank you so much. Next, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you can, or have never heard of this person or organization, you can say so. First would be the Republican Party, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Next is Kamala Harris.
Um, 75.
Thank you. Next is J.D. Vance.
0.
Next is Joe Biden.
75.
Next, Tammy Baldwin.
50.
Next is Project 2025.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
The Democratic Party.
100.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can say so.
Probably Kamala.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala for president. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason. 0 means that it is not convincing at all.
Go ahead. You can.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, so The first statement says, Kamala is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families, seniors, and lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower the cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who's fighting to help working people to get ahead. You can say 0 to 10. What would you consider this statement is?
You said 0 is...
not convincing. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10, very convincing, but you can use any number.
10 will be very convincing.
Thank you, ma'am.
10 will be very convincing.
The next statement says Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not to have the government tell us what we can or can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse... the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. 0 to 10 as well, to ask how convincing that can be. She votes.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. And also, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. Also, 0 to 10 on convincing to vote for Kamala.
I would say 6.
Understood. And I know sometimes over the course of a survey, people might change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. And once again, you can please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not paying.
Still don't vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Some questions repeat. I apologize. But continuing, now I'm going to read you some reasons that others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each of them using a scale from 0 to 10. Again, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. 5, it's somewhat convincing. 0 means it's not convincing at all. Reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement, and almost the last ones, Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our society's safety net, and we have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Well, it's a 10 reason. I understand. Thank you, ma'am. Just going to finish so that the statement is clear, but I appreciate you have given the answer. So some of have suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off, quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. That's the finish of the statement. Now, a new statement says, all women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to a fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights, and he would sign a national bill to ban abortion. And his appointed judges who are trying to ban the contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control, this is an assault on people's right to make choices for themselves. That would be the statement. You can name 0 to 10 how convincing it is to help you vote.
A 10.
A 10. Next, we need gun reform now to make... Almost done, ma'am. And now we need gun reform now to make our country safer. But Trump policies with... Trump is aligned with the NRA and the Gun Club.
He's going to the park. Is he not? And then he's going to come back and play basketball. I said, we going to the park when I go vote. As soon as I'm done.
Ma'am, I'm just going to need one more minute, and we're almost done. So just a couple of answers, and your information is important. So as I was saying, Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-power guns without background checks or a permit. 10. And Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange of $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling actions to address climate change. 0 to 10, what would you consider?
Maybe a 6.
At 6, understood. And like I said, sometimes it repeats, but sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once again, if you have to choose, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale of 0 to 10.
10.
And switching gears a little bit, the last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College. That would be a college graduate, correct?
Correct.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living under your household?
No.
Got it. That will finish the survey,
yes,
ma'am.
I do. Sorry. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's okay. I already clicked no, but that's not a problem. That's okay, ma'am. I appreciate all your time and your patience. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.